radio play for today, Afternoon Parade, is based on an interesting story which will appear in next Sunday's issue of the American Weekly, the magazine distributed with all Hearst Sunday newspapers from coast to coast. Front page dramas are produced in the studios of the General Broadcasting Company. To be seen in a gown or wrap created by the House of Duché is the ambition of every woman. All over the world, of feminine eyes and thoughts are centered on number 40, Rue de la Grille, in that fashion center of fashion centers, Paris. Through the doors of number 40 have passed the grand ladies of title and social position, wealthy foreigners, and the famous and exquisite ladies of the stage. And we are using the correct tense when we say have passed, because, well, come with us to the fitting room of Duché, and you will learn for yourself. As we enter, Yvette, one of the mannequins, can be heard.
I don't care if Duché does hear me. I want my money. You understand, Yvonne? I want my money.
I understand, Yvette. You want your money.
Well?
Well, what?
Where is it? Give it to me this minute.
I've been trying to tell you for the past 10 minutes, Yvette. You must have patience.
Patience?
Yes, until
you... You ask me to have patience.
You see, Yvette...
That's a laugh. Asking me to have patience. Me, who's marched up and down for hours while some old dowager squinted at me through a jewel lorgnette.
I knew that.
And a doddering old escort twirled the ends of his wax mustache and gave me the glad eye from behind his monocle.
But that's to be...
Patience, me, who stood for hours without moving while you and Duché shaped the material around me so tight I couldn't breathe. What have I had all these weeks with patience? And now I want something more. My wages.
I can't give them to you, Yvette.
Then I quit.
Won't you please wait until the end of the week?
I've waited too long already. Gee, I made good money in the chorus before I ever came to this joint.
How dare you call the House of Duché a joint?
Well, that's putting it mild at that. And if you knew what was good for you, Yvonne, you'd go back to that pastry shop and bear it.
Just who do you think you're addressing?
Say, are you trying to act the grand dame with me? Why, you ex-waitress, you?
I'll ex-waitress you.
Oh, yeah?
Take that.
Oh, why, you common little so-and-so. You slap me, will you?
Yes, and I'll do it again.
Oh, you will you?
Well, no. Ladies, oh, ladies, you ladies, what's going on here? Stop this very minute. Do you hear? Yvonne.
You'll try to rip me, will you? Girls.
Stop this very minute. Yvette, put down those scissors. Here, Yvonne, give me that yardstick.
All right.
Oh, there. That's better. Oh, I'm all upset. Heavens, think of my high blood pressure. Such goings on I've never heard in all my life.
Now, stick around, Monsieur Duché. This is only the beginning.
Yes, the beginning of the end of you.
Oh, is that so?
Now, girls, behave. Why, the very idea. You ought to be ashamed of yourself. I'm ashamed of both of you. Especially you, Yvonne. Is this any way for my head sales lady to act?
That's right. She started it.
Why, you little...
Yvonne.
I'm sorry, Monsieur Duché, but I just couldn't stand here quietly and listen to her call this place a joint.
A joint? Oh, the House of Duché a joint. Oh, I'm hurt. I'm really and truly hurt. Yvette, I'm terribly disappointed in you.
And I'm disappointed in you, Monsieur Duché.
What?
I come here day after day and play clothes horse until my nerves are on edge.
Clothes horse? Heavens, did you hear that, Yvonne? She called herself a clothes horse.
I've got another name for her.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, in another minute, I'll scream. This is too much. And I have to choose her to be one of the favorite few to have the sacred privilege of lending herself.
Lending good.
Oh, to exhibit the glorious creation which I, Francois Duché, originate. And she's paid for it. Oh, this is really too much.
Now you've come to the point, Monsieur Duché. I'm not paid for it.
Huh?
And I haven't been paid for weeks. That's why I'm quitting.
Quitting? My dear, you've been dismissed.
What?
Although you didn't know it, you were dismissed 5 minutes ago.
Where?
Yvonne, give Mademoiselle Yvette what's coming to her.
Wouldn't I like to?
Yes? Yeah.
What's that?
I said I'd like to, only we haven't any money to pay her with.
Oh dear. No money. Fancy, no money. Well, Yvette, my dear, perhaps we've both been a little upset, a little hasty. Let us consider the incident never happened. Let us carry on as before.
On one condition, Monsieur Duché.
Oh, of course, certainly. Certainly, what is it?
That you pay me in full up to date.
Oh, Yvette, you are the most beautiful mannequin in the establishment. You are my favorite. For you I have designed my most gorgeous creation. Your slenderness and the delicacy of your complexion causes you to be compared to a Norkian.
Oh, Monsieur Duché.
And your great, big, beautiful blue eyes are like an angel. Oh, but you have no heart.
I have no heart?
How can you have, make such a demand?
Oh, I must eat to keep this dear.
Oh, all she thinks of is food. I shall go mad. My dear, I'm at my wit's end. I, Francois Duchesne, pupil of that great master Worth, student at the atelier of that superb artist Patou. I must ask you to bear with me until we can capture the patronage of another rich client.
Monsieur Duchesne.
Quiet, please. Can't you see I'm engaged?
But she's in a great hurry, Monsieur Duchesne. She says she can't wait.
What's that? Who dares to enter the house of Duchesne and say that she can't wait for Francois Duchesne?
A lady who says she is the Countess Vaudrey.
The Countess Vaudrey?
Oh, the Countess Vaudrey. Well, why didn't you tell me right away? Heavens! Now, don't all stand there with your mouths open. Yvonne.
Yes?
You go out there and wait on your prospective patron while I read with this little baggage here.
At once, Monsieur Duchesne.
Now, my beautiful Yvette, what did you say?
1,000 pardons, Countess, for the delay.
A moment longer and I should have walked out, young woman. I'm not accustomed to be kept waiting. Show me your model.
Certainly, Countess. If you and Count Vaudrey will be seated.
I tell you, Eugenie, I can't wait around here all afternoon while you look at dresses.
I shan't be long, Victor. I want your opinion.
But I have other things to do, Eugenie.
Oh, let them wait. You always want me to look my best.
Yes?
You find enough fault with what I do by, Victor. And I think the least you can do is to help me in a selection.
I should be very happy to, my dear. But you see...
Well, very well, then. I shan't say either.
I'm sure if Madame the Countess would only deign to look at a few models...
You said anything about not looking at models?
But I thought...
Oh, nobody asked you to think. I'm sure Duchesne hasn't paid you for that. I said I wasn't staying, that was all. You'll please send your mannequins up to my house this evening. Be sure you are wearing your best creations.
I beg pardon, madame, but...
But what?
Monsieur Duchesne never permits his mannequins to display outside the establishment.
And tell Monsieur Duchesne that if he values my patronage, he'll have his mannequins at my house this evening. Come, Victor.
I shall tell him, madame. Bonjour, madame. Bonjour, Monsieur le Comte.
Oh, that's my beautiful Yvette. I knew you wouldn't be so cruel to Francois. Well, Yvonne, what is it?
Madame the Comtesse has gone.
Gone? What do you hear that, Yvette? She's at my last chance to build up my clientele, go without so much as a look at my glorification. Oh, I'm ruined. Utterly ruined. Well, I could just scream.
Wait, Monsieur Duchesne. Madame the Comtesse wishes you to send the mannequins to her house tonight to show the new models.
She does? Well, why didn't you say so? Heavens, you've got lots to do between now and then. Come, girls.
You're going to send us up there?
Of course. Certainly, certainly. And you, Yvette?
Yes, Monsieur Duchesne.
Oh, you shall wear my lovely Bastille dress. The one made with red and white striped mousseline with a sweet little tricolored cockade and a hat.
Oh, can I really? Oh, you're wonderful.
Oh, with that marble, you can break through the gates of any prison, even the chateau of the Comtesse Vaudrey.
Help me with this ribbon, Yvette.
All right.
Yvette, put that paper down and help me. It's almost time for the afternoon parade.
All right. I was just reading something interesting.
What? Here, straighten this out. It's all snarled up.
The Countess Vaudrey is going to the races tomorrow and will be in the president's box.
The Countess Vaudrey, don't speak of her to me.
So are you still mad at her about that night we went up to her house? Oh, I had a wonderful time. I never saw so many mirrors in my life. Everywhere as I looked, I saw myself.
I'll never forget the insult of that visit. Never. Her guest made offensive remarks about the dresses, and the Countess herself was the worst of all. You remember what she said as we left?
No, I didn't hear her say anything. The butler gave me some champagne after the parade was over.
Oh.
What did she say?
She said our display was ridiculous, and that while she expected it to be ugly, she couldn't believe it would be as ugly as it had been.
Well, I don't see why you should be so mad. Duchesne wasn't.
I must admit he surprised me with his calmness. He still thinks we shall have our revenge, but I don't see how.
Come, girls. Ready for the afternoon parade. Line up there now. That's right. Oh, my dears, my dears. You all look too divine for words. You're positively sensational. Jeanette, straighten that belt. Pauline, wipe off some of that rouge. You've much too much on. Lucille, keep that negligee wrapped around you until after you've gone around the salon once. Please, I want to get rid of that before I sell those step-ins.
All the seats are occupied in the salon, Monsieur Duchesne.
Oh, good. Now remember, girls, remember your consecrated calling. A Duchesne mannequin is a woman who must be more than one woman at the same time. You must develop the model you are wearing by understanding the splendid possibilities that have taken form on your person. You must assist by your actions, attitudes, and the whole expression of your bodies to achieve the glorious success of the creations. Music. Open the curtains, Yvonne.
Yes, monsieur.
Go forth, girl. Go forth. And may success attend you.
The costumes are stunning, Monsieur Duchesne.
Yes, they are rather fetching, Yvonne, aren't they? Smile, Hortense, smile. Well, that's better. Marie, that's a parasol you're carrying, not a pickaxe. Oh, heavens. Well, that girl never learned the first principles of grace.
Just look at the audience. Their eyes are like saucers.
I'm more interested in their purses. Adrienne, put your hands on your hip like this.
Mr. Duchesne, the Countess Vaudrey has just come in.
She has? Stop the music. Stop the parade.
What are you going to do, Monsieur Duchesne?
Ah, I told you we'd get revenge one day for insults. Watch. Countess Vaudrey?
Yes, Monsieur Duchesne?
Madame, I know that my creations do not please you. You have already stated that fact most impressively to my saleswoman in your house.
Well?
I do not wish to receive another insult from you. I beg you to leave my establishment.
Monsieur, do you realize to whom you are speaking?
Perfectly. Please leave.
Well, I'm not in the habit of being put out of the door by my tradesmen.
Madame, I don't consider myself your tradesman any longer. If you insist on remaining, you shan't see any models anyway. I shall have the parade resumed on the floor above.
This is an outrage. Monsieur Duchesne, I am withdrawing, but you have not heard the last of it. I warn you, you will be sorry.
Oh, Monsieur Duchesne, what are you going to do?
What am I going to do, Yvonne? What do you mean?
He's here.
He is here? Who's here?
Madame's husband, the Count Vaudrey. He's here and he's asking for you.
Oh, heavens, I didn't think he'd bother with this little affair.
You hadn't better see him. He'll do you some harm.
Oh, nonsense, Yvonne.
He will, I know it. Oh, Monsieur Duchesne, don't see him, I beg of you.
Stop it, Yvonne. I shall face him, come what may. Stand aside.
Oh, Monsieur.
Count Vaudrey?
Are you Monsieur Francois Duchesne?
I am.
So, you're the man who put my wife out of your establishment yesterday afternoon.
Yes.
Monsieur Duchesne, you know, you did just the right thing. Accept my grateful thanks.
What?
You see, I have a friend who wishes to patronize your salon, but couldn't as long as my wife, the Countess, came here.
Oh.
What's the matter? You look as though you were going to faint.
Look like it. Ah, don't be silly. I am.
Be sure to read what has happened to a world-famous male dressmaker when his story appears in next Sunday's issue of the American Weekly, the magazine distributed with all Hearst Sunday newspapers from coast to coast. It will appear under the title, Ex-Fashion King Living on 50-Cent Dole. This is Wentworth announcing and turning the microphone over to your own announcer.